At this time last year, tension between law enforcement and the large American Indian population in South Dakota was running high. Special hearings by the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights in Rapid City drew scores of angry Indian residents who complained about unfair treatment by police. A bold experiment is underway to form a joint police force with authority both on and off the reservation. From South Dakota, Eric Whitney of High Plains News reports.
Law enforcement in Indian country has always been a contentious and confusing affair. While many tribes now have their own police forces, it's often hard to tell where their powers and jurisdiction begin and end. A case in point is made by Claudine Dakota, a Sisseton Wahpeton Sioux tribal member who works at this convenience store near Interstate 29 in eastern South Dakota. She has a restraining order against her ex-husband, and when she saw him approaching her workplace today, she had to think twice about calling the police.
I didn't know for sure if I had to call the sheriff or if I had to call the tribal police. I'm close to the interstate, but am I on the reservation or am I off the reservation? If you are a Native American and you go into town, you have to fill out another paper for just to be in town to be protected by the police. I mean, come on.
The situation doesn't make much sense to Gary Gajkowski either. The 29-year-old captain of the Sisseton Wahpeton Tribal Police Department heads the largest law enforcement agency in the county. But as he drives around the reservation, he runs across places where he and his officers have absolutely no jurisdiction.
This is Beaver. It's about 25 houses, non-Indians and tribal members. It's about 50-50.
Beaver is one place where tribal police don't have the authority to arrest anyone, no matter what the crime. This tiny cluster of wood frame homes and cookie cutter brick tribal housing units sits beside a grain elevator and railroad tracks. Its town boundaries make Beaver an island in the Sisseton Wahpeton Reservation, and if there's trouble, people here have to call the county sheriff for help. The problem is, the county sheriff is 5 miles farther away than the tribal police and typically only has one officer patrolling the entire county at a time. Beaver is trying to give tribal officers the authority to work in the town. It's something that's never been tried here before. About 100 miles south, the town of Flandreau, South Dakota, is one step ahead of Beaver. The town and the neighboring Flandreau Santee Sioux tribe have created the first ever joint city-tribal police department. The tribe's Royal River Casino and other businesses are big Flandreau employers, and this helps it maintain a closer working relationship with the town than is typical for many tribes. Lots of Indian people also live in or directly adjacent to Flandreau, an arrangement that's made it relatively easy for the county sheriff, who's headquartered here, to police both the town and the tribe, charging each a separate fee. But when the county upped the price tag for services, Flandreau and the tribe split with it and teamed up instead. The nation's first city-tribal joint police force was born. Jennifer Fighton, the tribe's attorney, says she expected resistance.
There'd be people saying, we don't need to rely on this tribe to create a police department, but the bottom line was they did. They would not have been able to do it without the tribe, and we wouldn't have been able to do it without them.
The new joint police force has been on the job for just a month, and things are going smoothly so far. Rapid City civil rights attorney Charles Aberesk, a sharp critic of the way Native Americans are treated in South Dakota, says this new experiment in power sharing is being watched very closely across Indian country.
You know, what it recognizes is what needs to happen in South Dakota, which is we need to transform the presumption that whites must be on top and Indians must be on the bottom in the social order of things.
There are 556 federally recognized tribes in the U.S., and some cross-deputize with neighboring non-Indian law enforcement agencies. But such arrangements are unusual in South Dakota. That's why many in the state are surprised that the first non-Indian community to take the next step of actually sharing administration of a joint police department is located here, where trust in police across racial lines is still relatively rare. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Flandreau, South Dakota.